This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, I was thinking just the other day about some stuff that some of my clients had talked about, and I was really thinking about it. I was taking it in, and you know, when things hit you personally, when it hits you personally, you begin to realize how important it is to discuss certain matters. You know, I thought today, you know, one of the things that I wanted to talk about on today's show is, you know, how do we reach for more in our life? Like, we want more in our life. We want to create more. We want to have more wealth. We want to have more success. But how do we reach for more and still stay grateful for what we already have? You know, I wonder that, because it's like a lot of times when you're thinking about it, you're saying, well, everybody's talking about being grateful. We got to be grateful for this or grateful for that. Or we got to look at the things that we have, which is so important. But then it's like, how do we continue to excel and to push ourselves forward and still consider to look at what we have? You know, we try to strive for better and we try to gain more knowledge. You know, when we're striving for better and we're trying to gain more knowledge, we're trying to gain that knowledge, we're trying to be more wise. We're trying to accumulate more wealth and abundance at the same time. But how do we continue to be real with what we have? And that's something that I really want to peruse today on Live Your True Life Perspectives, because we talk about the real stuff, the real hard-hitting subjects, the subjects that matter in our life. Because you know what? How many times have you awakened in the middle of the night and you catch yourself comparing yourself to your friends, right? Your neighbors, the people you know. And they're talking about all these things going on in their life and their career. And, oh, somebody got a raise. Somebody got a new car. All these things happening. And it can be overwhelming. Because it's like, what about me? You know, what about my life? And you sit up at night thinking about, well, I got to pay the bills, or I got to take care of this, or how am I going to afford that? And you begin to compare yourself to the other people in your life, and you start feeling pretty bad. And I've been there before. I've been there at dinner parties where you're listening to everybody talk about all their stuff, and you're sitting there going, well, man, I really come short. I really fall short of that. And how do I overcome that? But also, how do I look at my life and not just keep looking ahead of myself and actually enjoying my life? How do I actually look at the things that I have, family, friends, you know, for some of us, children, what have you? How do I look at that and say, wow, I'm so thankful for that, and actually feel good about that? Well, I'm going to be talking about on that on today's show. Also, I wanted to start by saying we want to appreciate Art for Your Cause, Liz London, CEO. Thank you for your continued support of Live Your True Life Perspectives. Reggie Harvey, author of Anatomy of Patient and Survivor of a Near-Death Illness, will be on the show in just a little bit to give his perspective on how to work to achieve more, but to also be grateful. I appreciate Body Lounge Park Cities as well for their continued support of the show. And Arnold Smith, creator of the Connection app. The Connection app is to help people, to help married people, but also people that are together in relationships, to have a better relationship, to be able to have a better, more healthy relationship and continue the longevity of that relationship. And he will be joining us by phone in just a little bit. And so let's think about this process of creating more abundance and wealth, right? We lose sight of what we already possess, and we lose sight of the beauty of our day-to-day life. And that's something that I think is very important for us to think about today. So I bet you're driving in the car and you're thinking, gosh, you know what? Ashley's really saying some truth right here, because I'm really happy about these things. I'm really fortunate to have this. Maybe I'm really fortunate to have my health, or I'm really fortunate to have this job, or I'm really fortunate to have this amazing family. But there's certain things that are coming up short. Okay? And the thing is that this universe was created on a comparison level, on all levels. What do you think that social media is? Do you think that's just like everybody connecting and talking? Social media is a system developed to compare yourself to other people. Whether you're comparing yourself to other people with kids and you're saying, man, their kids are smarter than my kids. Or you're comparing yourself to people that have a career that's similar, but you're comparing yourself from the regional manager and you're comparing yourself to the CFO. Okay, all these different levels of comparison are really getting in the way of our day-to-day life. And that's one of the things that I think is so crucial, is we don't realize the impact of that comparison. We compare ourselves to other people, and so you have that slippery slope effect that really takes control. And what does it do to us? Well, you know what? It creates stress in my life. I'm sure that it creates stress in your life. I mean, stress. You start thinking about what other people have. You start having that anxiety. You start feeling that fear factor. And I don't know about you, but I do not like the fear factor whatsoever. I don't like feeling fearful of how the next day will be or what the next day will bring. I like to have that feeling of well-being, right? But how do we create that in a world that's based on comparison? How do we create that and go back to being grateful while we hear other people talking about their level of success, and I'm using air quotes, right? How do we do that? But also at the same time, being appreciative of the situations at home, the appreciation of the situation with the family, or whatever that dynamic is. And that's what I think is so golden and so important. It's the nugget of our life, but it's hard. And it's one of the hardest things to ever do. That's why it's so hard. That's why all these books on gratefulness, it's a great idea, but half of them don't work. Because it's hard to really focus on being grateful over here and striving for more. Where does the connection come? And I think that the fear of worrying of the future, right? The fear of that worrying of the future and wondering what's going to happen next, I think is something that's so paramount to what we want to discuss today. And I think that one of the biggest things is that we have to first think, first of all, what is it that I have in my life that's actually great? What is it that I have in my life that I'm actually grateful for? I mean, really think about it. You know, whether you're driving or you're listening at your house to the show, what are those things? And look around you. Look around you right now. What are those things that you're grateful for? Do you have an amazing daughter, or amazing husband, amazing wife, an amazing dog, a cat that you love? What are those things that you are grateful for? You know, do you have your health? That's something that a lot of people don't have. And that's something that a lot of us overlook, right? Because we overlook that concept of health. It's like the idea of time. You know, people ask me, well, hey, I just need to do this, or I just need your help with doing that. And that's awesome, and I want to help people. But the thing is that my time, unfortunately, to some degree, on this planet, is limited. So that means that our health, our well-being, and our time are the most important assets that we have. And so with that in mind, right, we know that. You know, we have to think about being grateful for those things, but how do we keep to strive to do more? And I think one of the things about the health component that's so interesting is that we don't find how important the health is until we don't have it. Until there's some issues. Until we're having to get some tests done at the hospital. Until one of the tests comes back and it's irregular, it's not right, there's something wrong. What happens? That's when we begin to fret. That's when we begin to think, oh my God, I can't believe I've been taking this for granted the whole time. And it's a big deal. And I've talked about it throughout the shows, throughout the 8 solid years of Live Your True Life Perspectives, talking about my background as well, because I can't sit there and talk about this stuff unless you know a little bit about who I am and what I'm doing. And when I was born with a condition that nobody understood, right? I was misdiagnosed multiple times. I was almost killed on the operating table 3 times, and I had experimental surgeries done on me. So every day was a different day, and I was happy to live that day. And so the reason why I can do what I do now is because I was on the other side of the health card for a long time. And so when you're on the other side of that health card, the way that you see a day is very different than the way someone sees a day that's never been on the other side. The idea that you wake up is a big deal. The idea that you can eat is a big deal. The idea that you see people and you can get to know them and you can love them is a big deal. The idea that you can actually show up to work or go to school is a big deal. And so a lot of times when I look back at those situations when I was younger, I used to say, wow, what a horrible hand to be dealt. And there were times that I went through some grave depression when I was in my late teens. I think many of us do. But those are the things that we got to think about. And that's why later on in the hour, Reggie Harvey will be talking about his perspective on staying grateful but also striving for more because he comes from that perspective. You see what I'm saying? You know, he's waiting on a transplant. Get that. And so your life is in a different position, right? And so that's what the show is about, is looking at every different angle, every different perspective of the different position that we're in life. Very powerful stuff. And so, you know, when we're thinking about these things, a lot of you out there might be saying, well, you know what, Ashley, I'm really lucky because I have my health, but, you know, I have these financial worries that really just get to me, you know, whether I'm just at work or whether I'm trying to sleep or whether I'm waking up in the morning or I'm in a panic. These financial worries, the question of material wealth, the question of having material comforts, really, it just really takes me off target, stresses me out. And I understand that because it was interesting. I was on a flight last night and I was coming back and, you know, coming back in town and they had some shows on the TV. You know, they show the shows during the flight. And there was a flight on, I guess, CNBC or something like that. And it was about the top wealthiest people in the world. And you see these mansions and, you know, $50-100 million mansions. And it's so hard to put things in perspective when on a constant basis we are shown this type of wealth on TV, everything. And so we're inundated with these situations and we compare our lives. I mean, I was talking about some of the finances as far for the Cowboys players. They were talking about Dak Prescott and how much money he's asking for, right? And some of you might not be, that type of fan, but, you know, Dallas Cowboys are known around the world. And it's an interesting concept. You know, $35 million, $40 million a year? And I know some of you sit there and say, you know, I've been working for 20 years. I'm a school teacher. I help people. I help these kids. I really help them to get their lives on target. But yet, I would love to be able to pay for a cruise, but I can't afford it. And so then we begin to devalue our own life based on the fact that we're not getting the kind of money that Dak Prescott's getting or wants to get, right? And so where does it go when we're thinking about being grateful, but we're also thinking about changing our situation? And so that's what we're really going to be talking about for the rest of the hour, because there's got to be a happy medium. And people talk about it all the time, but they don't really tell you how to do it, right? They tell you, oh, just be grateful for what you have, right? But that's a lot easier said than done. That's so much easier said than done. Oh, just do this. Just eat your vegetables and shut up. That's the concept. But you know what? It's really challenging to figure out how to actually do that. So later on in the hour, we're going to actually go through how to walk step by step, being able to strive for more and still consider to be grateful throughout the process, and how that's also going to calm your nerves a little bit. I'm also going to instruct you on some things that you want to do as far as changing your media input. Listening to a show like this is positive. Listening to shows that give you knowledge, information, because remember, knowledge is power. That's where we want to really focus our lives on, right? That's the direction we want to go. And that's what we're going to do. So we're going to really focus on how to end that cycle, how to create abundance, and how to focus on abundance, but how to end the comparison cycle. We're going to talk about that later on here in the hour. So that's going to be great. In the next segment, Reggie Harvey. Reggie Harvey is going to be talking about his perspective on being grateful and reaching for more and how to make that a reality. Later on, calling in Arnold Smith, creator of the Connection app as well. So we have a great show for you today. So stay tuned. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. Well, you know what? We're going to be back this time. Yep. We're going to be back this time in two shakes.
Friends, I'm so appreciative of all of the things that you've done in patronizing MyPillow. So is Mike Lindell. You've built MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow and the inventor, wants to give back to you. You can get deep discounts right now on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener special. Maybe you want Giza Dreams bed sheets. Maybe you want a MyPillow of your own. Maybe you want a MyPillow to take with you on vacation. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use my promo code USA, and remember, you got nothing to lose. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener specials. You get deep discounts on all MyPillow products only if you use promo code USA. And by the way, you can call 1-800-951-8175 and get the same savings.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there when...
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Building,
correct.
And the city council approved it, and they're building it from...
I'm not talking about city council. I'm talking about investors.
Welcome back live to Liberty True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess.
Because
on today's show, we're talking about being grateful for what you have,
here it
but
is
still reaching for more.
Basically, yeah.
Joining me in studio, Reggie Harvey. Reggie Harvey is the author of Anatomy of a Patient.
Well,
he's also the survivor of a near-death illness, and he's here to talk about his perspective on being grateful and striving. Great to have you in studio.
No, I'm saying the builder one.
Okay, good. The builder one. All right, let's go on. Let's get this one over with.
I do. See?
So do you like my dance?
Yeah, it's good.
It's a case. This is stupid. I think this newbie McMahon building is a famous building. Something happened. I think
there were a lot
real
of
old
situations.
I like the old 1919 stuff because I think that is when Cal finds these weird cases way back when.
True.
So that is a case.
Like a lot of people do.
And the winner of this is going to be the builder because they signed up.
Who should I model my life? Life after.
Well, that,
what
is the
what I've learned
so
today is that you don't
have the same
response.
This student says the whole thing is as fake as a $3 bill.
That's a very simple thing to say,
well,
but it's a very difficult
would you like me to give you the answer?
Yes,
I certainly can. But those of you who say it was not a case, would you raise your hand, please?
Is that if you are so busy vicariously trying to live somebody else's life?
Look, there's a hat trick going on, and the hat trick is me losing all three. All right, yes. Success by failure.
Who say it was a case? Fred and Denise. Congratulations to you.
Denise, good job. High five.
When the builder, a certain Mr. McMahon, announced that 1918 to build a high-rise annex to the newbie building as a solution to the new need for office space. Investors were eager. They put in $200,000, which is equivalent to about $3
million. Sabotage yourself.
And they got out the plans. He showed it to them. It
the resources that are right around
labeled as 480 feet tall. It's what everybody thought.
You can leverage to change your life or improve your life or make a mark in the world.
Tall.
You don't see them.
Inches tall.
Because you're so distracted.
And so this building that everybody thought
why
was going
somebody
to
else
climb
doing
to the heavens
I remember
stands 40 feet tall.
My second job,
it's a series
when I started to work for the defense industry.
Feet by 10. There was a
young man
stairway
who was
on
the
inside
age,
and room for three
let's
desks.
Say,
and they invested $200,000.
Exactly. They got
and my boss told me they thought it was 400 feet. And
I know we
didn't
pay you that much money. How is this you were able to buy a new Jaguar?
Instead of 480, because he said 480 inches. And so guess
well,
what?
It turned out this other young
the judge
man
looked at them
totally
and said,
department.
You guys signed the blueprints. What do you want from me? And so the,
nice.
So the builder prevailed, and
yes.
So both of you are correct.
Now, it wasn't
wow.
A situation.
That's an interesting Texas case.
That's a good story. I love it.
That's a great story about love building me. A 40-foot,
so I finally,
or 40-inches
yeah,
building.
480 inches instead of 480 feet.
So
it built stands today. It's on the National Register now because it's such an interesting little thing, and it's owned by the downtown.
Now, this is a question.
I'm
going to
look it up. So it's called the Newbie
and he told me, very
McMahon Building.
Yep. As a little boy, he had always loved Jaguars. And his grandmother knew that.
Thanks, Calvin. That was a great case or no case. Hey, let's talk about Facebook a little bit.
Sure.
And before we finish, get into Facebook, we got our time's up. We'll be back. We'll talk about Facebook.
Thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk right here on RadioLawTalk.com. And, of course, on your favorite radio station. We are grateful for your doing so wherever you listen.
Well, it was a beautiful story.
I remind you that we do podcast
I didn't
all
have
of our episodes, and there's no
that had left me a lot of money.
Free.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk
to try
is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed.
So I had to go back
more
to my boss
and say,
well, it's
go
very
to RadioLawTalk.com.
His grandmother left him the money to buy the car. Anything else?
Know someone with a drinking
but
or drug problem?
That was a trap.
Learn
I
how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often, using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't.
When
it
I
hit
was
me
diagnosed
when
with,
I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs and will get you here.
I had to learn
simple.
Quickly that
just call
my power
Elite
was
rehab
in the
placement
choices I
right
made.
Now.
I'm seeking
please,
information.
Don't wait.
Your
life matters
to
us.
800-918-1376.
800-918-1376. 800-918-1376.
That's awesome, Reggie. We're going to be talking more about that,
that's
how to be grateful, and how to see what you have. Live your true life perspective. Your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in 2 seconds.
Don't let
you deliver meals and smiles to homebound.
But Meals on Wheels does help you out.
They turn a volunteer's
monthly
into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as a relationship is between a volunteer and a
buyer,
it's really not
wasted.
I never thought that.
Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a general steel building, and you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction, as much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel. Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A federal appeals court cleared the way for the United States government to forbid Central American immigrants from seeking asylum at the two busiest stretches of the southern border, a partial legal victory for the Trump administration. The ruling from the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals allows President Donald Trump to enforce the policy in New Mexico and Texas, rejecting asylum seekers who cross the border from Mexico in either state. Under the ruling, U.S. District Court John Tiger's July 24th order stopping the policy would apply only in California and Arizona, which are covered by the Ninth Circuit Court. The two busiest areas for unauthorized border crossings are South Texas's Rio Grande Valley and the region around El Paso, Texas, which includes New Mexico. Nearly 50,000 people crossed in July without permission in those two regions, according to the U.S. Border Patrol. So you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Hey, on today's show, we're talking about gratitude. We hear a lot of people saying, you know, we should be we should have gratitude, we should be grateful for the things we have. But how do we become grateful for what we have but still strive for more? Okay, see, that's the paradox here. And nobody really gives you a book, a handbook, and says, hey, guys, okay, so this is the deal. So you're going to see all these people around you that seem or tend to have more financial stability than you have. You're going to see people around you that have more toys than you have, more race cars, more stuff like that. You're going to see people around you that have bigger houses, you know, more children, more stable marriage, all this stuff, and you're going to compare yourself on a daily basis, but you're still going to stay grateful, and you're still going to strive for more. Okay, that's the issue. That's the issue. Like I was talking about earlier, you know, looking at social media. I love social social media because it helps get the good word out. But what else does social media do? Okay, it helps you connect with family. But what else does social media do? It has you comparing your lives to other people because it's part of it. It's part of the algorithm. You see somebody driving a new car. You see somebody getting, you know, a new title at work.
Here and, I see iPhones,
and you've been working really hard.
And
I'm not saying that you're over there coveting your neighbor, your friend, but what I'm saying is you see it and you start beating yourself down.
And everybody's got it. It's called EyeSight. The storage device.
And right before the break, you know, Reggie Harvey was talking about his perspective, and he's going to come back on in just a few minutes to talk a little bit more about his health situation and how that really changed his life. Because remember, when we have our health and wellness, awesome.
I can see Denise's face.
That's awesome, but we don't normally cherish that. We don't normally have gratitude for that until something goes wrong.
And it is working. And if I took a picture of all of you right here,
we don't really think about the family dynamic and how grateful we are to have our wife or our husband until one of them wants a divorce.
It's worked. And
right, and then you go,
oh,
technology God,
works.
Can't believe
so
it. Came out of the middle of nowhere.
Of this case,
oh, my gosh, my life was so great. Now they want a divorce. This is the biggest bag over the head.
Because you're trying
right?
to protect something.
We don't think about how great it is to have a child and how great that child is until there's an issue.
The identification.
Okay, and so that's the thing is that there's all these books out there about gratitude. There's all these books about gratitude, but nobody's telling you how to be grateful of your life and still strive for more. See, that's the part.
Exactly. And
that's the part.
And again, I'm not a.
And so the thing is that our whole world is shaped around the concept of comparison.
They should be.
And we compare ourselves to people that we know. We compare ourselves to folks on social media. We compare ourselves to people on TV, actors, actresses. We compare ourselves when we're listening to friends and family talk about their wealth.
And actually, people have
okay.
access.
So how do we end the comparison hamster wheel?
Everybody has access to
how do we end
data.
It? How do we end the comparison hamster wheel? What do we do?
And utilized.
Okay. Well, the first thing that we want to do is we have to recognize that we're on the wheel to begin with.
Certainly. Violate their privacy.
We have to recognize that we're actually doing this because if we don't recognize it and we don't think about it and we don't know that we're doing it, how can we be aware of the situation at hand?
Because somebody uploaded a picture.
You know, it's like the concept of like saying, do I have a problem? Do I need help? Do I need something? Do I need to go seek a therapist? If I'm not going to look at the situation at hand and say that I might be dealing with a problem, I can't begin to change it. I can't begin to see it. So we have to begin to recognize what's happening,
and I have a camera,
and we have to realize we're on that comparison hamster wheel, right? We have to realize that.
And if I'm nice, I won't.
And that's key to the whole situation. That's the first thing is being aware.
What can
and we have to recognize that. Being aware and mindful is key. And how do we become mindful? That means that we actually start paying attention to what we're doing on a daily basis. We're not just walking through it, walking through the motions. I mean, how many times has your husband, your wife, your friend said something to you, and you have no idea what they said to you?
Okay, they can force you to put your fingerprint.
You have no idea. They could have said anything to you, but you still went along with it.
But I'm not even talking
We're not
about
paying attention. We're not even paying attention to how we feel in our day-to-day basis.
If you have left it anywhere,
we're comparing ourselves. We're making ourselves feel bad. We're looking in the mirror. We're feeling bad about what we have created. We're not giving ourselves enough credit. And then we turn around and then we just beat ourselves down more. That's not going to help us on any level of the situation.
Prohibitions on those expectations.
Calling us right now on the phone, Arnold Smith. Arnold Smith is an amazing person because he's created this awesome app called the Connection app. And the Connection app is the app that's created to bring couples and people together to be mindful, to create romance, to create communication. Because one of the things that we're not mindful of is when we're in a relationship, you've been married for 10 years, you've been married 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, and we start, what, taking the marriage for granted. And we're not working on the marriage. We're not working on creating a better relationship. What are we doing? Instead, we're just walking through the motions.
And they're not a public
figure. Arnold, great to have you on the radio. How are you doing?
So I'm thinking that's also part of this lawsuit.
It's great to hear your voice. Great to hear your voice. You know, it's interesting when we first started talking about the Connection app and that development, I know that you, the idea of relationships is so important to you because I know that you lost your family. You lost your parents at a very young age. And that's why relationships are so important to you because you didn't have that chance. You know, I think that's very interesting as we talk about comparison and we talk about being grateful for what we have.
Anybody else to tag me, and I want to be informed if anybody tries.
Absolutely. You know, I think that when I look at what happened, obviously it was really hard.
It goes all the way down.
It did give me that gift of knowing that what you love the most can be taken away from you.
It's going
to
be big.
And to live your life like what you have right now could be lost. And it's the reality. I mean, we never know when we might get that 10-second phone call where, you know, something awful has happened.
Apparently,
either something you care about.
Here's the deal.
And your life can change.
I'm not a computer guy.
But as you were saying on your show, you know, we're not present to that. We're just going along, always wanting more and always wanting more. But it doesn't necessarily help you to actually
So he knows what's going on.
That's so true. That's so true. And you get on that comparison hamster wheel, and then how do you stop it? And I think a lot of people are living on autopilot on that wheel right now.
Every kid and their dog was playing.
Oh, no question. I always look at it from a habit perspective. Obviously, developing a connection out for couples really helps
the thing that makes Fortnite such a unique game
what they have. And one of the connection habits that you practice in the app is gratitude.
20 minutes
and when you do that as a couple, then you really get to see. I mean, you fell in love with this person. And you married them or you got together with them. And they had all these wonderful qualities that you admire. And then you're with them for a while and you start to see the foot.
A lot by gamers because
remember
your Xbox feed or your computer feed, the video of the game you're playing goes right out
and
is broadcast out. You can commentary on top of it. So people can follow along. Well, this kid was playing with some of his friends and they had a lot of Twitch followers. And the next thing you know, there's a knock at his front door and tells the followers that are watching him on Twitch, I'll be back in a second. Comes back after 15 minutes and says, I just got
started. That's so amazing. You know, Arnold, one of the things, too, I find that's interesting when we think about relationships is a lot of times we don't find what we're grateful to that person until we don't have that option. You know what I'm saying? Because we have a tendency of going out with other couples, and it seems like so-and-so has such a great personality or so-and-so is so vivacious or whatever, and we have a tendency of looking back at our relationship and saying, you know, where did the excitement go? Where did this go? I wish we had a relationship like John and Jenny had. You know what I'm saying?
Prank calls, which we used to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the old-fashioned.
You know, one of the practices that my wife and I really try to do is that whenever one of us notices we're in the loop, and it's not just relationship, it's life, you know, like life, something happens, it's busy.
You better go run out and catch it then.
Everybody's got big demands on their time. But when you notice you're in that place, and you notice, like, physically you're closing down, and there's a rift between
you, say, hey, you better go get something burning on your front porch. And they go, and they stop out.
To say I've something we're grateful for. And, you know, you don't want to do it. You just want to sit there and kind of be miserable.
I believe it was
but when you
Ohio
do, at first it's kind of a lot.
He answered the door.
But then, you know, if, you know, as a practice, my wife and then I'll say something and then she'll say something.
And he had no idea that was what was going on. Another guy got 20 years for swatting. It was employed primarily by gamers who were playing. You'd be in a game and somebody else would be really good kicking everybody's butt in the game. You wanted to get him out of the game so you'd swat him. He'd have to log off because of that. And then
well, now you're coming from a place of bondage,
an actual guy
you know, bondedness and feeling good together. You can go create that. You can talk about how you do get more excitement.
And that's where
but you're not
dangerous.
Coming from a place
you
of there's something wrong or there's not.
It is
you're just coming to a place like, hey, let's,
so, you know,
could,
watch
look,
kids.
Look, we're missing.
Okay, hang
on.
We're
going to
talk a lot more about
adventures together or
create
more excitement. How do we do that?
The guy who has a jet and flies his marijuana around will be right back.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk, and we are glad that you are right here.
So, Arnold, what are one of the things that, you know, you could do right now to get more connected in your relationship right now?
Well, you know, gratitude is huge. Another one is actually sharing something that's successful about your day. Another one of the connection habits is sharing success with the other day. And it's something that we, as a society, we don't do it. It's literally a habit. We're always talking about the complaining about what happened, what's wrong. And, you know, that's a natural response. I mean, we're a brain trigger. We're listening to the environment for what's not right. That's what keeps us safe.
So let's just talk like we're off air. normally do?
Well, the question is about
when you have that as a habit as a couple, and when you're in a place where you're not feeling connected, and you just say, what is successful about your morning?
Yeah, or is your refrigerator running?
I did that one. What's the other one?
That negative pattern of thought, refrigerator running, find something positive, and it literally changes your physiology. And then as a couple, when you do that as a practice, you really can feel more.
We will be back.
So that's another one.
Advertising for legal services.
Well, thank you, Arnold Smith, so much. I appreciate your one lasting thought, though, for anybody out there that's saying, you know, hey, I've been married. I'm kind of in the marriage roommate situation. You know what I'm saying? Is there one other thing that folks can do tonight, you know, Saturday night? Is there something that they can do to just kind of start the communication a little bit with their spouse?
Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they have a gazillion dollars. So they call this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-263-2610. 800-263-2610.
Amazing perspective. I look forward to having you back on the show next week. And for anybody that's interested in the connection app, just go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on the radio show page. You'll see the connections as well as the banner on AshleyBurgess.com. Click on the connection app, and you can actually find the app right there. You can download it, and you can start using this in your relationship right now. I hope you have a great rest of your day, Arnold.
86 for a consultation.
Okay, look forward to hearing from you next week.
Family Law Services in Northern California.
You know, I was thinking about the concept of gratitude within the relationships, and I think that's so powerful. I think that's some powerful stuff that we can live by. You know, one thing that I want to talk about before we go into the break, though, you know, when I was talking about taking that inventory of your life, I think that Reggie has, you know, one concept that we do need to talk about before the end of the segment is that, you know, he was talking going into his health care and that sort of thing and the change that he was aware of. What was that that you were talking about, Reggie?
Well, when I was given the diagnosis that I had renal failure stage 4,
you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616.
Then I had to figure out really quickly how I wanted to manage this situation. It wasn't part of my life plan at all. I was also in the hands of strangers who were supposed to be providing me medical assistance and guidance. But I realized I couldn't just rely on their standard of care. And we talked about fear, keeping you from empowering your choices.
Can we just tell the people that we're discussing general legal issues?
Power concepts that I had to take advantage of was realizing these people didn't know who I was and why my life was valuable. I needed to find a way to communicate that to them. So the head nephrologist, I got his contact information. And at 3 a.m. in the morning, I sent him my
information you hear on Radio Law Talk is
professional resume and a little short note saying, this is who I am, and I need you to know this because it's important. I'm not through living. From that point on, when we had our next face-to-face conversation, I was able to let him know I didn't just want to survive. I just didn't want him to keep me alive. I wanted to make a choice about how to improve myself. I didn't know if that was even possible, but I was able to open the conversation and say, this is what I want.
ASAP Rocky is a rapper that went to my surprise, Stockholm Suite.
He was right on board immediately.
Concert, apparently.
And he was willing to explain to me all the risks.
I don't know what it's called. It's a concert called, hold on.
All the options. How he was going to go about figuring out my particular peculiarity in my case.
Or something like
and
that.
We built a plan that has actually advanced
he
my
and one of his
I'm healthier now than I was before I got
to a
sick.
Bar, which tells you,
but all because I made that one choice. I don't want to just survive. And, I need you to help me figure out how I can get better. Can I get better?
Whether or not he was protecting
powerful
himself,
stuff, Reggie. And so that's the thing. That's the perspective of what we need to do to be healthy, to be happy, but also to be grateful to things that we have. When we return, we're going to be talking about how to do that, how to jump off the comparison hamster wheel, how to stop comparing ourselves, how to be aware of that situation, and how to begin to see our abundance and how to end this toxic cycle, because that's what it is. It's a cycle because we've been bred to believe this. We watch TV, we watch these things that make us believe that this is what we should be doing, when in reality, that's not the case. So stay tuned. We're going to be talking more about that, how to make that happen, things that you can implement right now in your day-to-day life that'll encourage this, as well as how to stay grateful and still reach for the stars. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time. Well, you know it. We'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
You know what? You didn't beat him too bad, and we're just going to let it go. Basically, that, yes, you cut us enough by having 34 days in jail. And the best part about it is you didn't beat him that bad.
No, the judge found that he did not use a bottle.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
That were brought up in the state of California and passed.
It's not a catch-all where you're a blanket. Now that it's legal, you can Ashley do whatever Burgess. You want. You still have to apply.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about being grateful but still reaching for the stars. How do you do both of them, and how do you jump off the comparison hamster wheel?
The one most
I know that I've been on that wheel for so long, I didn't even know it was a wheel. I just thought it was the way like this, right? I got all my wheel, and I just ran and ran and ran and ran and ran and ran and ran, and then I was like, gosh, I'm not getting anywhere. So I said that I was going to give some knowledge because knowledge is power. Because it's all about making the changes we have to make, right? It's not about continuing to do the same thing, expecting the same results, and just, you know, going through this process of chaos. It's about actually making the changes we need. And the first thing that I want you to do is to begin to take inventory of your life. I want you to look at your life and take an inventory. What is it in my life that I'm happy for? What is it in my life that's really bringing me happiness? What's bringing me joy? What am I doing to create in the world to bring joy and happiness?
It might be the most
okay, that's the first thing. You know what? I advise you,
well, you know,
to go out and buy yourself
do,
a notebook, you know, because I'm going to tell you something. When we try to remember these things, have you ever gone to the grocery store and you had a list of stuff and you got you had it all in your head and you wouldn't write it down? And so when you get home, you have mixed match stuff, right? It's because you didn't write it down. You got to get these thoughts out of your head. Once you get them out of your head, you can actually see them on paper. When you see them on paper, you can actually acknowledge the truth of what you're dealing with. So write it down. If you're happy about your marriage, if you're happy about your hamster, if you're happy about where you live, if you're happy about your job, write down those things. If you're happy about your garden, if you're happy, whatever it is that you're happy about and that brings you joy, I want you to write that down. The next thing is that I want you to begin to be super mindful of when you're in and out of social media, when you're in and out of communication with other people. How often are you comparing your lives to their lives?
You know,
I need you to get real in the Whole Foods parking lot on this thing, because it's a big deal.
Okay.
Once we get real and understand that we are comparing ourselves on a constant basis, we can make changes in our lives, and these changes can be awesome and permanent. But I need you to be super mindful. Meaning, the next time you're out having dinner and you're with that couple that talks all the time about their money, their finances, whatever it is, I need you to get super mindful of, hey, wait a second. One, you know, is there something that maybe you can say, and you know, to maybe defer that, or is there some time that you need to maybe step back from these people? Or also, are you taking what they're saying so personally that you're directly reflecting on your life and judging yourself directly? We have a tendency of negatively judging ourselves. Are you comparing yourself? Be aware. And also be super aware of the people that you have a tendency of comparing yourselves more with, because, you know, you got to think about it. How much time do you really want to spend around them? Because obviously there's something being said and done that's encouraging you to compare that way. And also you need to take a step back and say, is it within me as well that I'm comparing myself to them too? But sometimes it could be the talk and the conversation, whether it's about money, whatever it is, that could be causing you to become discouraged in your life. And I want you to limit the amount of being discouraged completely. Okay? And I want you to, I want one last thing that I want you to think about.
I mean, this is, I mean, it's a lot.
One thing that I've realized is nobody has it perfect on this planet. I figured that out. I know.
In the production back at that.
Right. I think that
it took a lot of perspective to figure that out. But I realized that everybody has at least something missing.
They use the oil.
So when we go and we begin to judge ourselves based on other people's lives, we don't know the full story. Okay? So if we see the mansion and we see all this, we have no idea what the health is like. We have no idea what's going on. We're making judgment calls based on something we see, but not necessarily something that is. And I want you to realize that. And I also want you to realize that other people are judging themselves against your life.
Okay?
So you might feel like you don't have what you want or you need, but other people are looking at you and seeing that you have all these things that they want. So I want you to be taking that inventory of what you're grateful for. I want you to be super mindful of the next time you judge yourself and compare yourself to other people and compare your life to other people and lose your gratitude for what you have. And last but not least, I want you to realize that everybody has a missing piece. Okay? We'll be back next week, which is going to be a lot of fun. We'll be talking about a lot of, obviously, social issues. We'll be talking a little bit about psychology, because that's part of the show. But coming up later today, don't miss the Tonight Show of National Radio, the Ron Segui Show, celebrity interviews and listeners, family-friendly Saturday nights from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time, only here on USA Radio Network. And don't let your computer drive you crazy. Check out Cyberline with Mick Williams. He's on tonight from 10 to midnight Eastern Time, only on the USA Radio Network. And start your work week every morning with Daybreak USA with Rod and Ray, 6 to 9 Eastern Standard Time, only on USA Radio Network, as well as news, analysis, commentary, and debate. Don't miss the Wealth Report with John David Wells, Monday afternoon from 3 to 6 Eastern Time, Eastern Standard Time, only on USA Radio Network, as well as don't miss Wayne Allen Root and others. So stay tuned. We have another show coming up for you next week here, and Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 3 shades.
Of Radio Law Talk Incorporated. are you looking for senior care for your mom and dad but don't know where to start?
So is Mike Lindell.
With a place for mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you. And nobody knows senior living better than the experts at a place for mom.
They've helped thousands of
families find the right place for their mom or dad.
Now on all my pillow products, if you go to mypillow.com,
my
click on the new radio listener special. Maybe you want
easy green
bed sheets.
Maybe
you want a my pillow of your own.
Maybe
you want a my pillow to take with you on vacation. You go to mypillow.com, click on the new radio listener special, use my local knowledge and advice,
and remember, you've
got nothing to lose. 60-day money back guarantee, 10-year warranty.
Here's the number.
Go to mypillow.com, click on the new radio listener special. You get deep discounts on all my pillow products only if you use promo code USA. And by the way, you can call 1-800-951-8175 and get the same thing.